Motion withdrawn or dies for lack of second?
Well, I'm sorry. I will move that we, and let me be specific on my process. I will move that we deny on point 004L, the Freddy's improvements, the 053-009 Freddy's land only, and the 001-016L Arby's game stop improvements only.
That's number 2, 3, and 9.
Yes.
That is correct.
Motion to deny.
I will second that. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries.
And to continue it, I would make a motion on the remaining ones to accept the value on the cost analysis approach that he has appealed.
And I'll ask the question, you didn't like the multiplier that they used for the Midwest. Are you using the same thing on this?
No, these are not. These are not subsidized housing.
But I didn't go through this, and I was just wondering if you had the same thing on that you had on, used it for the entire Midwest to base it.
For the central part of Midwest, so St. Louis and Kansas City, Minneapolis,
yes,
are the cities that would be.
But is that part of you, of this, on this?
Yes, those are the cities that they target for conclusion of the market cap rate for retail centers.
So what I'm getting at, we kind of denied the other ones because of that, and we're using the same thing on this.
My only concern on the other ones is that based on what Maureen Monahan said, that they look more specifically at a Taney County specific cap rate on the subsidized housing, whereas this, she said, we're the ones that are the
well, you're
ones
right.
Yes. Yeah.
To
there's not a statutory requirement that I know of.
I understand.
Like the other one, but I would agree with you.
How much are we cutting these values? Do we know what
they have the request on each one?
Requested value, I understand.
And it's hard to see. I think you should have fit more information in this little line.
No, I understand that. But what has the assessor valued it? What's his assessment of it? Do we have that?
It is.
It's right here.
It's.
Well, you can read that line.
It says unconfirmed on there.
Well, they didn't change it, did they? Because we weren't able to get the new ones.
I mean, I have numbers.
Okay, so what it says the 2016 values per appealed, is that correct?
Yes,
correct.
That's what the assessor's value is?
Yep.
It's my understanding, unless they change this.
So number 7 was $7,333,376.
Right.
Changing that to $6,638,907.
The values on the right are what are requested.
Yes.
Versus what was
correct.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, that's what it is. That's what they're asking.
Mm-hmm.
Those percentages are not the percentage reduction or anything. That's just the percentage of the property as a whole compared to the project.
You're right.
How about that we present this as Exhibit A, used as evidence for our evaluation?
You had a motion without a second yet.
Well, we're still discussing this.
Okay, sorry.
We haven't really had a chance to look at this, although looking at the other one, you've done really good work. I'll give you credit for that.
Thank you.
So are you gentlemen comfortable without really having the opportunity to look at this? That
I am. Just the number, they're not radical changes.
No, they
here
are not.
And, you know, just reasonable would understand that some of these have changed in income evaluation. So are we needing a second on
David's
accepting?
Well, accept all other parcels as requested.
I'll second it, but I want discussion.
Okay. There you go.
And David, are you comfortable with these as they sit without having the opportunity to look at all of them? I mean, really study. I mean, we have several pages here.
I am comfortable, obviously, if something, but the next time they come before us, if we determine that there were some shenanigans going on, then we'll do something at that time. But I think that the numbers look reliable, and he's here at a public meeting, and I feel like that he's presented.
Okay, so before we vote on it, I'll show you what I've got. Okay, so we're gonna set none of these in blue, so I marked all the ones in blue. Those are the two you took out, and you took that one out. So when you vote on exhibit A, all these remaining values are what you're reducing it to.
7, 8, 10, 11, 12, 13,
14. Yes, that's what I got.
Then I'm going to ask you guys to decide what you vote.
A bit more conversation.
I'm holding you to it.
is there any more question, any comment from you, Chuck?
I don't think so. When I had my copy, the percentage, did we hit a percentage? Is it like 10% or something that you're lowering?
They're mixed values.
Okay.
It's not going to be that high.
And David?
Not that high.
Okay. Yeah, the land owe me.
This is a percentage of the whole property. These aren't the drop in the percentages for each one. It's going from this to this, but this is also... The percentage is going to be less because we already denied these other three.
Right.
So.
Okay.
And I would like to make an amendment. Here's David, that the Arbor's GameStop improvements only, or pardon me, the land only for Arbor's parking lot and Pearl Vision, that we eliminate that. In other words, leave it as it is at the present time, because it is Argy's parking lot, which is shared by whatever the other one was, Pearl.
Let me tell you my thought on that. My thought on that was that Arby's is predominant. I mean, they do have some walk-in traffic, I guess, but a lot of that is drive-through as well, and that's the reason I didn't include it. But, I mean, I'm open to it, but I think we have to vote on my motion first.
No, I think we have to have an amendment before we go over it on yours, because if we vote on yours, there won't be any amendments to it.
Right. Did we have a second?
We had a second on my motion, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he can make an motion to amend your motion.
Well, I think if I don't amend your motion and we pass your motion, then I cannot amend that.
Okay.
So I would like to make an amendment to your motion that we include... that we take out the land for Arby's parking lot and Pearl Vision, that we do not include that in any reduction.
You're denying them then.
Pardon me?
You're denying them then.
In other words, you want to deny number 10.
Yes.
Okay. So we have an amendment to the motion to remove, the amendment removes item number 10 to exhibit A.
It's essentially denying a rate decrease. So,
yes.
Since it was my motion, I think you have to be the one to second if you want to do it.
I will second the amendment. So we have a motion on the table for vote that is to accept 7, 8, not 10, but 11, 12, 13, and 14. All in favor.
Wait, you better vote on my amendment first.
Yeah.
We got to
vote on the amendment. So his amendment to my motion is that we remove number 10 from the reduction. And you seconded it.
So all in favor of the amendment, aye.
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 Ayes have it, 1A. So.
The motion on the floor is now every 7, 8.
10, 11, 12, 13, and 14.
No, 10 is
no 10, 7, 8.
7, 8, 11, 12, 13, and 14.
To accept 7, 8, 11, 12, 13, and 14, all in favor to accept those?
Aye.
Aye, ayes, take it. And you need us to sign that. All right, next one, BOE 2017-16. Tell us about this property, Mr. Browning.
What parcel do we have here?
We have parcel number ending in 002.
Okay, 50.002.
Yes. Yep.
This is the other component of the shopping center.
Which one are we looking at? I'm sorry.
Number 16.
Okay.
Second one on the second page. All right, current value is $640,522, is that correct?
Yes.
Sorry. You're fine.
Okay, so what we have, this is phase two of the same center. And it's not dissimilar to the last one we were talking about where we have multiple parcels on Home Depot is actually in the middle of this. Home Depot, not dissimilar to Kohl's in the last one, is handled by them themselves, so this owner, and as is Chili's. So what we're really talking about is we're talking about Pizza Hut and the Wing Street Pizza Hut, Dollar Tree, which is next door to it, the TJ Maxx, which is between, this is next door, that is, to the Home Depot, and then a parking lot. And so really what we're talking about down below is parcel ending in 005, 006, which is the Dollar Tree and the shops. Wendy's is 007. Chili's is not a part of this. Home Depot is not a part of this. TJ Maxx is at the middle of the center across the parking lot and then the parking lot in front of TJ Maxx. And so we've run this out the exact same way based on using market rent per square foot on an income basis. Using a 10% vacancy and credit loss for the market. Fellas, this is...
Hold on.
Yes, sir.
Because we only have before us the parcel number for BOE number 16 of 002. Are we good for... Is there something we're missing?
Do you have a spreadsheet for me that has all
the... I do. I've got another copy here. Let me see if I can find it.
Sounds like this. Here, let me go back and copy it.
Yeah. Not the fault of our person appealing.